Hi, I'm Levi Noe of CLE Denver, and I'm sitting here with
Michael Ryan of CLE Denver.
And Michael is going to explain a few things to us about tabletop gaming, specifically about one particular game that's almost a whole world unto itself called Warhammer 40K.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Basically, long story short, Warhammer 40K is a tabletop game played with miniatures. It includes a complex, hex and intricate backstory, massive boards, and deep tactical gameplay. This game does not require the official rules, but it covers how to get into the hobby, and it makes your first game less overwhelming.
Okay, so as you're explaining to me, this is way more than just a board game.
Yes.
You'll go out and you'll buy an entire army. Are they always armies, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll buy an army, and
yep.
It's like a model set that you put together.
And paint yourself.
Cool. Little art involved with this.
And you can paint it however you want to. If you want pink orcs, you can have pink orcs. If you want to have white and orange space marines, you can. It's your thing. Nothing's really stopping you.
Okay. And so you've got your army, and you said you have your rule book for how that army engages.
Yes. And then on top of that, there are also smaller rule books called codexes that describes the lore and the rules for armies such as Space Marines, Necrons, the Tau Empire, the Force of Chaos, and much, much more.
Okay. And there is also a general rulebook, the rulebook that kind of sets up the whole world that you're playing in.
Along with all the rules of the game and everything that you need to know how to start getting into it.
Okay. And you do not need a board to play this game.
You kind of do need a board in a sense. What you basically do is that you basically just need a large amount of space, some various objects on a large surface, like a table or something. Hence why it's called tabletop gaming.
Okay.
And then on top of that, you just need a copy of the rules. So that people are confused on something, or if there's a rule that they don't know about, then you can just go and look up right there and then.
Okay. So you need two people to play this game?
Yes.
Can you do it with more?
Yes.
What's the maximum?
The biggest that I've seen, 50-something people in massive apocalypse matches. In where you bring everything that you have to try and wipe out the other player.
Wow.
In wholesome, glorious combat. And let me tell you, it's freaking sweet.
Okay. So, you were explaining, when you do engage, let's just go the easy way with two people.
Yeah.
You're essentially pitting armies against each other, and you said most of the time you're battling, but sometimes there's also other...
There are other objectives, like for example, capture this point, protect this fortress, secure this relic.
Okay. And then you work together?
You fight against each other.
Okay.
For said objective.
Okay. Okay.
But people can work together if there are more than two people.
Okay. And then to determine your attacks and all that, you are rolling die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a similar fashion to D&D.
Okay.
And that determines initiative, how far a unit moves, and attacks and everything else that goes into it.
Wow. Okay. So we kind of got the general idea. Is there anything else that people need to know about this game?
The one thing about Warhammer 40K is that the game itself can be kind of expensive, and it does seem very overwhelming when you first get into it. But as you get into it, you understand the lore. I honestly do think that this is a very fun hobby. I mean, I've been doing this And I've been doing this hobby for about close to five years now. And I gotta say, I am loving it. It's about 30 years of lore. There are tons of armies with tons of cool new majors coming out. And honestly, I'm really excited for what the future holds for this game, and I really would recommend other people getting into it. Even if it's just for the lore, because there's quite a bit of it.
Are there like full books?
Yes, and the codexes that you buy, actually. And then on top of that, you can also buy novels.
Okay, that was my next question. They're novels of this world.
Yes, there are fully massive novels. I love to read.
All right, well, you heard it from the man himself, Michael Ryan.
Yep.
If you get into Warhammer, give Michael Ryan a shout, and you guys can play some epic games. Battle each other and smash some armies.
Yep.
Alright.
This is Michael Ryan signing off. Have a good day.